Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. The state of Maryland has added $100,000 to the reward being offered for information that would lead to an arrest in the murder of a Baltimore City police detective. 43-year-old Detective Sean Suter was shot Wednesday afternoon while investigating another homicide in West Baltimore. Police Commissioner Kevin Davis.
We are absolutely certain that the community will step up again and stand with the Baltimore Police Department to bring this heartless, ruthless, soulless killer to justice.
Governor Larry Hogan has also ordered flags in Maryland flown at half staff. A Fairfax County high school teacher is on leave while his bosses investigate a complaint that he pulled the hijab off a Muslim girl in school the other day. It reportedly happened Wednesday at Lake Braddock Secondary School in Burke. Witnesses say it appeared to be an accident, and the teacher has apologized to the girl and her family. An important win for Republicans in the House last night, passage of the tax cut bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 227, the nays are 205. The bill is passed.
There was some room to spare, even as no Democrats voted for the plan. Only 13 Republicans voted against it. Republicans who voted against the bill were from states with high state and local taxes. The GOP plan in the House would end local income tax deductions and limit property tax write-offs to $10,000. President Trump rode up to Capitol Hill to make his own last-minute pitch to Republican lawmakers, leaving he would only say,
"Thank you. The tax is going really well. Thank you very much."
Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
Minnesota Democratic Senator Al Franken, the latest public figure to be caught up in the deluge of revelations of sexual harassment and misconduct.
Franken says that he will cooperate with an ethics investigation that he's calling for, as well as the Senate leadership, both Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer. I have to say there are a lot of female lawmakers who are very angry and frustrated here, certainly hoping that legislation calling for a mandatory sexual harassment training will at least begin to address what they see as a rampant problem here.
Correspondence is on Malveaux. At least 100 people are expected to spend the night outside a Northern Virginia church, sleeping in boxes to raise awareness about homelessness.
The Homeless for a Night campout will be held on Saturday outside of Good Shepherd Catholic Church in Alexandria. Church spokeswoman Susan Grunder tells WMAL the annual event will have special meaning this time around.
Because Pope Francis declared the 19th the first annual World Day of the Poor. Our bishop is very excited about this opportunity for our young people in particular, but it's open to the wider parish.
In addition to building awareness, the church will also be collecting socks and adult male winter boots for the homeless. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The man who admitted raping and killing a popular Washington actress and yoga teacher last Christmas Day is due in court today to be sentenced. 30-year-old Dwayne Johnson pleaded guilty in the death of 46-year-old Tricia Lynn McCauley. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe is making his first public appearance since the military put him under house arrest earlier this week. He attended a graduation ceremony in the capital of Harare. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,458, the Nasdaq at 67.93. Sports, another embarrassing loss for the Caps, this time in Colorado. College basketball, George Mason wins, Virginia Tech loses, the Maryland women win. NBA, Miami is in town tonight to take on the Wizards. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is for you.
It's Chris Plant. Weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris, you educate me 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, and I'd like to thank you for that, sir.
A pleasure.
Washington Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank.
When it comes to your banking, we have the answers. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Car flipped over on the Beltway, Bill, and this is causing problems for everyone coming out of College Park toward 270. This accident between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue, where we have the windy curve there, along the right side. So the outer loop slow, but you know what? The inner loop, you can see the activity. So we're slow coming through Bethesda off of the 270 stretch to get past the scene of this crash. We see an overturned car. It definitely is an attention getter. On 95, southbound out of Calverton, slows to each loop of the Capitol Beltway. In Laurel, BW Parkway, starting to see some slowdowns through there, but nothing reported in the way. We've cleared out from the earlier problem in the Jessup area. On Route 100, that's where we have the crash. So Route 100, trying to get into Elk Ridge toward 95 in the eastbound direction, just a solid lineup. Hang on, Virginia, on Route 15, crews are still dealing with the crash. 15, just north of 234 in Prince William County at Bull Run Estates Drive under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some clouds, otherwise sunshine today, 53, clear tonight, 40, suburbs colder, becoming cloudy tomorrow near 59, then that round of rain tomorrow night, but windy and chillier on Sunday with a mix of clouds and sunshine in the low 50s. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 in Leesburg, 36 in Bowie, 43 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by John Marshall Bank. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington. Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Hold on tight, because Brett Baer joins us at 8:35 this morning. There's a lot happening in the news. Brett Baer always covers it well. We'll have him soon. Mornings on the Mall here. Vince Colonna is alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us now is Phil Kirpin. He's the president of American Commitment. Phil, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall on this Friday. Glad to have you.
Hey, good morning. Great to be with you.
Let's talk about this Menendez mistrial. I think we all saw it coming. I'm actually shocked that he was not acquitted of the whole thing. So where did the prosecution fail here?
Well, you know, the Abby Lowell's a brilliant lawyer, the defense lawyer in this case, and he had this strategy. I don't know if they didn't anticipate it or what, but basically, you know, the prosecution presented what would under ordinary circumstances be a really, really damning fact pattern. You had a senator who took all of these lavish, undisclosed private jet trips and stayed at luxury resorts and all kinds of other special gifts from an eye doctor in Florida, and did all these official acts to favor him. And, you know, that looks an awful lot like bribery to any normal person. But what Lowell did that was so brilliant is he said friendship. Friendship is the innocent, non-corrupt explanation for all of this. These two men were great, great friends, and when you're very good friends with someone, you like to share your private jet and your luxury resorts with him, and he, in turn, who's great friends with you, is going to do things like try to get your Medicare fraud investigation dropped and steer a multi-hundred million dollar port security contract your way and get visas for all your supermodel girlfriends. And in all of the cases going in both directions, this was just a friend helping a friend. And you know, it sounds ridiculous when I say it, but when Abby Lowell says it, it sounds very compelling, apparently. And he was able to convince the majority of the jury, not all of them, of course, there were some who wanted to convict, but the majority of the jury, that friendship was the innocent explanation for all of it. And I'm never going to forget the line he used in his closing statement that I think summed up the whole thing. By the way, I've been calling this the Bismarcky defense, the just a friend defense. In his closing statement, he said, gifts to cultivate a friendship are not bribes. So, you know, I guess, you know, now we've got this new rule, this new de facto rule that even though I thought gifts to anyone who works for Congress were like totally banned because I thought you couldn't even buy them lunch or whatever, but apparently you can buy lavish, over-the-top gifts, and as long as you don't ask for the specific favors in return, as long as it's just done out of friendship, then you're okay. Even if the gifts are, you know, private luxury resorts and access to a private jet and so on and so forth. The one one thing that did surprise me, Mary, even based on what we had heard last week with the dismissed juror talk to the media, is I really did think they would convict him on the false statements count for not disclosing any of these gifts. I thought that was pretty much a slam dunk. And in fact, you know, the juror who was dismissed last week said when they originally went in the jury room and voted on that false statements count, it was unanimous to convict. She went home, cried, thought about how Cory Booker's character testimony touched her heart, and she came back the next day and said, no, I want not guilty on that one also. And apparently she convinced a couple of other jurors on that, because by the time she was dismissed, they were still not guilty on that, and or at least some of them were not guilty on that, and so he got his hung jury on all counts.
Yeah, well, there could have been a mistrial on that very thing anyway, regardless of the hung jury, but and then end up with a hung jury. I was amazed, actually, by how defiant, I mean, Menendez has been this way the entire time, but listen to what he claims was the motivation for the government's case yesterday. Here he is.
Certain elements of the FBI and of our state cannot understand or even worse accept that the Latino kid from Union City and Hudson County can grow up to be a United States senator and be honest.
Racism, Phil Kirpin, racism was at the core of why the government brought this case against him.
Yeah, you know, that was in the opening statements, too, the idea that this type of deep, abiding friendship that involves, you know, private jet travel and steering port security contacts and all the rest of it is a feature of Hispanic American life that the white people at the Obama Justice Department just didn't understand. I don't think that that's a very good argument, but what do I know? Because some of the jurors might have believed it.
Why didn't the prosecution bring up the allegations of sex with underage prostitutes?
Yeah, you know, this is, I think, one of the things they're really going to be second-guessed on is that there were no prostitution charges included. And, you know, it's interesting because the original accusers of that, the girls who originally said that they were underage prostitutes who were with Melgin and Menendez, they recanted. They said that they were paid to say that originally and that it wasn't true, which gets you into a really murky territory because were they actually paid to say it or were they paid to say that they were paid to say it? But it undermines their credibility completely as witnesses. Which I think made it very difficult to include those charges. But one of the interesting things is that there was a procedural motion back in 2015 where basically the Menendez side said that the government was trying to poison the jury pool by leaking to the media about these sex charges that had never been brought, and they should stop doing that because it was totally false and malicious and so forth. And the Department of Justice responded that actually they had a lot of credible evidence to back those charges, even though they had chosen not to include that in the indictment. And that was the last time that the Menendez defense team mentioned it in the courtroom. It was kind of like they didn't want to go there after that. And so, you know, I don't know. Some people say that it wasn't true because the original accusers recanted and it never happened. Others say that there was a lot of evidence of that, but just for whatever reason, they didn't include it and they didn't think that they could prove it and they didn't include it in the charges. And that certainly, I think, is something that the prosecutors are going to be, are being second-guessed on, because if you included those charges, even if you couldn't prove them, it might have changed the way the jury looked at everything else and made them more likely to convict on some of the other.
Well, that, I mean, there's an opportunity here then, potentially, right? I mean, there's a question, will this go to a retrial? And now we know that the Senate Ethics Committee is taking up a dormant look at Bob Menendez. Tell us about those two things.
Yeah, they haven't decided yet if they're going to do a retrial. You know, I think that if they do retry this case next year, they're going to need to change their strategy. I think if they have the same strategy, they're going to get the same result. And so unless they, you know, sort of look at it with new eyes, maybe other charges or other ways they could present things, I don't think there would be much of a point. If they just have the exact same trial, I don't think it's going to work. Abby Lowell will offer the same defense. But certainly they're going to look at all the evidence they have, and they have an enormous amount of evidence, and see if there's a different way to present it or maybe different charges that could be included. And there's a chance they'll bring the case again next year. Now, that would be really interesting because Menendez has already said he's running for re-election next year. And so we could have a senator on trial for bribery and other charges in a federal court the same time he's running for re-election, that would be a bit of a spectacle. And the other upside from a practical standpoint in Washington is it'd be another couple of months that he's absent, and that helps the vote math quite a lot on the Senate floor, as it has for the last couple of months. So if they do a retrial, from a political standpoint, it would be very, very interesting for his re-election. Of course, one thing we learned in New Jersey is that even if he's convicted after the date when it's too late by law to replace him on the ballot, they would just have a judge order it anyway, as they did when Torricelli dropped out with only a couple of months left. The Ethics Committee, you know, look, I've been saying the Ethics Committee should have been taking action on this for 5 years. I mean, the idea that they would sit on the sidelines and wait while the legal process played out, I find somewhat ridiculous, because regardless of what a jury ends up deciding, the Senate is supposed to have its own ethical standards. So I think they should have done this a long time ago, but I'm very happy to see that Mitch McConnell called for it yesterday. And as he correctly pointed out in his statement, there were a lot of new, very, very damaging facts that came out in this trial, because the whole defense strategy was to agree with the facts as presented and say they were explained by friendship rather than by a corrupt relationship. But, you know, there's no ethical standard that says it's okay to take lavish gifts from a friend and do all kinds of official favors for a friend. You know, even if somehow that makes it legal, it doesn't make it ethical. And in particular, I was amazed by the testimony of a Customs and Border Patrol official who said that when Menendez was trying to steer this Dominican port security contract to Belgium, he called up and said, don't send any port security equipment to the Dominican. And she said he was directly undermining the agency's law enforcement mission.
It's just
that seems really unethical.
I'm with you.
Illegal.
I'm with you, Phil. I mean, there's a difference between legal and what's right. And clearly, there's a lot of wrong going on here. Phil Kirpin, thank you, as always, for giving us a breakdown. Bob Menendez not going away, and neither is this look at Bob Menendez's life. Appreciate it, sir.
All right, have a good one, Vin.
8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5. Let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpiclini Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, we often call this area the roller coaster of the Beltway, and we have a crash with a car that flipped over. This is not good here on the outer loop. After George Avenue, but before you get to Connecticut Avenue, around those curves, along the right side, inner loop, you can see it. So each stretch of the Beltway near Connecticut Avenue and George Avenue jammed to get by the scene of the crash. 95 out of Calverton slows to join the Beltway. Route 100 struggling to get by the incident as well. Giving you a heads up, you're okay westbound 100 toward 95. It's eastbound and delays the crash as you get up to the exit ramp. So that's causing those problems there. Virginia, hang on 395. It's in the HOV lanes on the 14th Street Bridge, still with the crash in the right lane. George Washington Parkway hung up each direction near Spout Run, northbound, north of Spout Run. They were looking for an incident reported. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, let's see here. We got some early clouds, otherwise mainly sunny and a little breezy. A high of 53 degrees today. Tonight, mostly clear skies, a low around 40. Saturday, it'll be overcast with a high of 59. Saturday night, we'll get some rain showers with a low of 42. Currently in the nation's capital, 44 degrees, 817 on WMAL.
Time changes everything, like your ability to use your timeshare. If it no longer works for you, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-928-EXIT. That's 844-928-EXIT. Online at timeshareexitteam.com.
All right, I want to share some audio with you of Tucker Carlson's show last night. He took on this Democrat by the name, he's a New York City council member, Jermaine Williams, talking about getting gun control over muzzle loaders. And he wanted to, you know, ask some pertinent questions about, you know, what exactly is a muzzle loader, dude? Let's talk about it. Here's Tucker Carlson and his muzzle loader buddy.
What's so amazing to me is typically when you have a lobby in Washington on a subject, lobbying for agriculture, for example, they know a lot about farming. It's only the anti-gun lobby, the gun control people, who literally know nothing about the product they're trying to ban. What could possibly be the justification for banning muzzle loaders?
Well, you know, unfortunately, if you had me on every time there was a mass shooting, it might be every night, but I'm glad to be on here. What you left out is there's actually a company that's trying to jump through a loophole like people do and create a muzzle that can be shot with a silencer that shoots 50 caliber bullets that can do a lot of damage. Let's say the DC sniper wanted to do something, all you need is one bullet to kill someone. And what we're doing now is actually trying to have a conversation before before, because every time we bring it up right after a shooting, you always say, now is not the time. And what I come to believe is that we just don't want to have the conversation at all.
So how many crimes do you think in the last, I don't know, 100 years have been committed with muzzle loaders?
Well, once this new muzzle is created, we just don't know. But what you do a great job in, and it works for you, so I'm not saying you should stop. You do a great job of focusing on these single things. When we
you mean
need
the
to
facts?
Have a
yeah, that is kind
no,
of my
it's
trade.
Not facts. It's just...
How many? Not a very effective mass murder weapon, a muzzle loader.
No.
I mean, I kind of think, like, if liberal gun control activists found out about muzzle loaders and, like, how they work, they might actually be for them as, like, you know, like an issue weapon. Like, everyone's issued a muzzle loader.
Right.
Okay, so Tucker goes on. He wants to discuss how muzzle loaders work exactly.
Avoidance of a conversation about guns, and you do it very well.
Well, actually, I'd very much like to have a conversation about guns. So here you have Gabby Gifford's group saying that we need to regulate a rifle, a firearm. They clearly know nothing about. A muzzle loader is loaded from the muzzle, from the end of the barrel, the hole where the bullet comes out.
We shouldn't
and you
talk
put
about
in the
it.
Powder, and then the wadding, and then the round.
But what I'm saying is,
and the whole thing takes like a minute.
But,
so
you know,
it's not probably going to be responsible for a lot of mass shootings.
Well, a silencer,
it's so
and, a
crazy.
A silencer and a 50 caliber bullet means that one person can die. Talk about preventative, and you don't want us to talk about reactionary. But the biggest issue, the
wait,
biggest issue.
Oh boy,
Mike McKay's gonna lose it.
A muzzle loader,
so hard.
And then a silencer with a 50 caliber bullet in your muzzle loader, apparently,
and with a silencer on the end.
Uh huh. Okay, so why don't Tucker? Would you confront him on the silencer thing? Would you mind?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Hold on.
Yeah,
I know you're a gun expert, so you maybe can explain this to me. Why would a silencer have... What does a silencer have to do with the silencer?
Because if you were the DC sniper, perhaps you want to shoot a gun that nobody can hear so you can get away.
But silencers or suppressors don't make a gunshot inaudible. You can still hear it really well.
I think they really do help.
No, they don't. I've shot them in a 50 caliber.
It's fine.
Round
you know
will still
what
make a lot of
because
noise.
You're good at it. Let's even say I grant you that. But the biggest
okay.
No, I will, because the bigger conversation is
I'll do that
there
for
is
you.
An avoidance of a conversation of how the overabundance of guns in this country is correlated to gun
no,
violence.
No, I'm trying to have this conversation in specific terms rather than in bumper sticker terms where we make gross generalizations.
It's fantastic. Please tell me he had him on all night for the whole hour.
I'd watch the whole thing.
I would have watched an entire hour of this because it is epic.
Look, go. You ever want to be tickled? Just go back and look at him challenging a Democrat, asking them about barrel shrouds. What is a barrel shroud? She has no idea.
It's a sheet you put on it, right?
822 on WMAL.
NextEra Energy is America's third largest capital investor in infrastructure, and they're paving the way for America's energy era. Learn more at NextEraEnergy.com. Eric Stewart of Long & Foster Realtors has a number of free seminars coming up at the North Bethesda Marriott and the Tysons Corner Marriott in November. You'll hear how to get your house ready to sell for top dollar, what improvements will make you money, how to interview a realtor before you hire one, and when's the best time to put your house on the market. Eric is inviting you to attend free, but space is limited, so go to ericstewartgroup.com, and at the top of the page, you'll see a registration link. Register now and get your spot reserved. ericstewartgroup.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil Super Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator oil filter for just $26.99. Plus, buy any oil change special with a Purolator filter and upgrade to a Purolator 1 for just $2. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Includes filters up to $7.99.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Ready for the bonus round?
Yes, Bob.
You're asked to bring a sausage dish to a holiday party. What kind of sausage do you use?
Whatever's on sale?
Oh, incorrect.
Oh,
tell them what the right answer is.
It's simple. The answer is Premio Sausage. Premio is made with butcher quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. Just add your own special touch for the perfect meal. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
You may have heard about dental implants. They're the modern way to replace teeth without traditional dentures. If you need to replace a tooth, talk to your dentist about implants. But if you need many teeth replaced, or even all your teeth replaced, then you need what we call full mouth restoration. That's when you should call me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Borrelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health.
People come from all over the area to visit me and my expert team because we not only understand the pain and embarrassment of missing teeth, but because we have a reputation for excellence. We handle cases of all sizes, from single implants to full mouth restorations that are virtually indistinguishable from your natural teeth. No traveling to different doctors and offices. We make sure you never go even a day without a full set of teeth. Plus, with sedation dentistry, you can sleep comfortably through the whole visit. All our work comes with a solid guarantee. It's important to you. It's important to us.
If you need serious dental work, you'll need the serious, friendly team that can handle it. Call Cascades Dental of Sterling at 866-25-SLEEP or learn more at cascadesdental.com.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy, latest problem on the Maryland Beltway. Well, first, Maryland Beltway, you're starting to clear out nice to the Wilson Bridge. Now where we're busy and heading into New Carrollton, the crash, outer loop right near 50, John Hanson Highway along the left side. Beyond that, you're in decent shape through Greenbelt, heading over toward Route 1. Then you hit that solid lineup. We have a car that's overturned on the Beltway in Silver Spring toward Bethesda. Outer loop between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. That was along the right side. Inner loop, you're in delays because you can see all of this activity getting a little bit better. Prince William County Police have now given you the all clear. Oh, and it looks like the pace is moving along too. Route 15, north of Route 234, we had the crash at Bull Run Estates Drive. Accident gone and the delay is just about gone, so you can take that. Shouldn't cost you too much extra time. 66, we still have a lot of activity with the crash eastbound at 123 along that right, far right red X lane, and a crash on the HOV lanes 14th Street Bridge right side. Update is sponsored by GEHA. With GEHA, you get a health plan made for you. They've been proudly serving federal employees for more than 80 years. Find your health plan at GEHA.com/2018. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some clouds otherwise sunshine today, 53. Clear tonight, 40. Suburbs colder. Becoming cloudy tomorrow near 59. Then that round of rain tomorrow night, but windy and chillier on Sunday with a mix of clouds and sunshine in the low 50s. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 44 degrees, 826 on WMAL.
Time for your, you know, we seem to, this is another installment of your daily sexual harassment roundup. This is worse, though. This is a sexual assault, and this involves a Sylvester Stallone and a 16-year-old girl who is a fan of his. She met him in Las Vegas while he was shooting Over the Top in Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Hilton
Hotel. The arm
wrestling
movie.
And she had met the boy who was playing his son in the movie. David Mendenhall was playing Sylvester Stallone's son in the movie. She met him at the hotel's arcade. He introduced her and her cousin to Stallone on July 23rd, 1986. Next couple of days, they were still filming there. She saw Stallone. She got his autograph. And according to the police report, Stallone asked her how old she was, and after learning she was 16, he asked her, quote, how she got such a build. One of her friends had received a kiss on the cheek from him. He replied he would give her a kiss at a later date that she would not forget. But listen, she went back when his bodyguard supposedly asked her how she would respond if Sylvester Stallone made a pass at her. She said that she would probably make a pass back at him. So, consensually went up to his room. They engaged in sex, but things went south when she alleges that his bodyguard came into the room, and that was not consensual. She did file a police report shortly thereafter, and now it's all coming to light thanks to the Daily Mail.
Stallone's spokeswoman denying the whole thing. Ridiculous, categorically false. 8:28 now.
Larry O'Connor here, and why don't you do what I did this holiday season and give yourself the gift of sight from Witten Laser Eye. What better time with big savings for many patients, as you may be able to save up to 30% by using the tax-free dollars in your health savings accounts. Dr. Mark Witten is the most experienced LASIK and raindrop surgeon in the area. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation at wittenlasereye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's wittenlasereye.com. At Witten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. as we have for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Franken, Moore, Menendez, tax reform, DACA, there's a lot going on. Guess who covers it all? Brett Baer. He's joining us next on Mornings on the Mall. Coming up, 8:30 now, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The state of Maryland has added $100,000 to the reward to try and solve the murder of 43-year-old Baltimore police detective Sean Souter. The state's contribution is on top of a $69,000 reward that was already being offered. Detective Sean Souter was an 18-year veteran of the Baltimore police. A Fairfax County high school teacher could be in some trouble for pulling a Muslim girl's hijab off her head in school the other day. Some witnesses have said it appeared to have been an accident, but the teacher is now on leave while his bosses investigate. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act has passed the House.
It immediately reduces the corporate tax rate on companies to discourage them from moving overseas. House Speaker Paul Ryan says this will help boost the U.S. economy.
I am excited on behalf of the American people who are waiting to see us get this done.
Meanwhile, the Senate Finance Committee voted in favor of their tax package Thursday night. The full Senate will consider its bill after Thanksgiving. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Minnesota Senator Al Franken says he welcomes an ethics inquiry by the Senate after admitting to sexual misconduct with a woman in 2006.
Franken is laying low. He skipped votes yesterday, but sources tell us that he did apologize, that he was apologizing to his staff, that he was emotional and upset by it all, but few people have seen from him since.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux. Franken has also apologized to Los Angeles radio personality Leanne Tweeden for forcibly kissing her and groping her during a 2006 USO tour. The longest-serving woman in the Maryland General Assembly is retiring. Democratic delegate Sheila Hickson of Silver Spring has been in office for nearly 42 years. She told fellow lawmakers she won't be seeking re-election next year. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,458, the NASDAQ at 67,93. Sports sponsored by Walgreens. The Caps lose in Colorado. College basketball, a win for George Mason, a win for the Maryland women, a loss for Virginia Tech. NBA, the Wizards host Miami tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. With caring pharmacists, medications you rely on, and testing supplies from all the major brands. Where is it convenient? And where do I matter? At Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family.
Join Leonardo in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Donate today at WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name? If you relentlessly push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, your name should reflect that. It should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of your annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica have transitioned to Leonardo. Inspired by one of history's greatest innovators, it's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Get the full story at leonardocompany.com/EN.
I drive I-66. Now I can drive into D.C. for early meetings.
Starting in December, anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour.
Now I can leave work and be back before daycare closes.
And I can get back for dinner.
If you're driving alone, pay a toll with Easy Pass. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex.
I drive I-66.
Get your Easy Pass today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair.
stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
When the ball game is on the line, emotion can be a good thing. But when it's your retirement on the line, not so much.
Do you want to take emotions out of your retirement planning decisions?
Abe and Shelley Abish at Abish Financial Services can help you replace the emotion with a strategy.
We try to encourage folks to have a plan that's more grounded in what's going on in their life and in their goals, and not basing anything on the political arena or anything else that they can't really control.
But what is in our control is the decisions we make regarding our specific retirement plans, and so that's what we should really take ownership of.
Isn't it time you took ownership of your future? Call 571-577-9968 for a complimentary Where Do I Stand plan, a second opinion of your retirement risk. That's 571-577-9968. And be sure to check out Abe and Shelley's Retirement Key radio show, Sunday afternoons at 3 here on WMAL.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License Number 557-877.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia HOV lanes on the 14th Street Bridge. That's where crews have been dealing with a crash. That's why we have this unexpected delay through that stretch. Main lines also slow as you come in from the Pentagon to get in through to town. Westbound freeway slows past the 3rd Street Tunnel. Crews were looking for a broken down car reported in that area. George Washington Parkway northbound from Memorial Circle. I'm looking at these delays growing. Had a report of an incident near the overlooks. Now police are saying looks like it was mobile work crews heading through that stretch. On the northbound side of the GW Parkway, not good during a rush hour. Southbound side slows to get you down to the Key Bridge, and on the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, 66 east. Before you get to the Beltway, 123 crash was along the right side, and then just inside the Beltway. Hang with it. A brief delay before the connector road. It was minor crash reported there. Maryland Beltway, major backups continue. Car overturned outer loop between Georgia Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. So if you're heading from 95 to 270, this is you. But also on the inner loop, you can see the activity. So we're bunched up through Bethesda. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine, any clouds will be early, 53. Tonight, clear, 40. Becoming cloudy on Saturday with a high close to 60. We're probably going to get a round of rain as we go through Saturday night as the front comes through. Windy at times of clouds and sunshine on Sunday, highs low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 42 in Haymarket. 42 in Greenbelt, 44 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. All right, we're keeping track of all of the news breaking around Al Franken, who's been accused by radio host Leanne Tweeden of kissing and groping her without consent. And now you've got a situation where he's asking for forgiveness. The Senate Ethics Committee is going to look into this. It's been referred there by Mitch McConnell. Al Franken said he's going to go along with that. He said he doesn't recall the rehearsals that they did. You know, the one where he kisses her, sticks his tongue in her mouth. It's disgusting. During a USO tour in 2006, he doesn't remember the rehearsal going exactly that way. He wrote the script where she's supposed to kiss him. So this all happens, and then he also said that he was just trying to, in the picture that we've seen literally everywhere of him kind of standing over her on that C-130 coming back from the USO tour, he's saying, you know, I shouldn't have done that. That was wrong. I was trying to be funny. It was clearly not. So he's answering a lot of questions on that now. Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel joins us right now to discuss that, all the fallout from it, and many other things going on Capitol Hill. Brett, good morning.
Morning.
Nice to have you here. So what is going on now with Al Franken? Are Democrats yet in a position to give him sort of the Roy Moore treatment, asking for him to resign?
Well, there are some prominent Democrats in Minnesota who've come out and said that this morning. But as far as senators, there's a lot of statements out of disgust and concern and process, you know, going through the Senate Ethics Committee. And I think, you know, that's a process that if you've been around Washington for a long time, takes a long time. It's some people always say that ethics committees are where allegations go to die, but eventually they get adjudicated, but it takes a long, long time. Now, you know, you have Menendez who, with a mistrial, and Senator McConnell has said that he's going to recommend the ethics committee take up that as well. Listen, I think the Franken thing, it was a story that came out of nowhere. And just an aside, as a Pentagon correspondent, I covered the USO tour and was on a USO tour a year before that one with Leanne Tweeden. Robin Williams was on it, and I was asked to go cover it by then-chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dick Myers. So when I saw Leanne Tweeden give that really detailed description, I think it was from the heart. I don't think it was from a bad place. It was legitimate. It was time to come out and say what she felt.
Well, being that you've experienced these USO tours, can you tell us in brief what that's like? Because she basically explained that it was the first stop on the tour where he forced himself on her, and then she felt like she kind of had to kind of keep it to herself because she didn't want to basically ruin the tour. Like, she had a lot of troops that they were there to entertain and take care of, and her thought process was, I just need to get this out of my head and focus on taking care of the troops.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are like six or seven stops. You go to different bases throughout Iraq and Afghanistan, and you're basically doing the same thing. They are the performers, and then and they do these long, you know, skits, and they do a long show. So she describes it as happening at the first stop, and then also I think what really hit home was when she said that she had listened to other people, like Congresswoman Spears, come out with previous decades-long problems up on Capitol Hill, and said, you know, she was always fearful, Leanne was, of affecting her career by coming out and saying what she said. So, you know, it's a different world we're in now, and I think we're just at the tip of the iceberg when it comes to Capitol Hill and what we're going to learn up there.
Let me ask you, when we talk about a process, when we talk about an investigation into Al Franken, I'm not quite sure what there is to investigate. We have a picture. We also have him apologizing and describing his own behavior as disgusting. What is there to investigate?
You're exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, he has apologized. I'm not sure he fully, you know, apologized for the actual, what she describes as the groping and the kissing. He clearly mentioned the photograph. But then throughout the day, I think, put out several different statements of apology, and she has accepted the apology. That said, you know, what is left to investigate?
It's either acceptable or it's not. You're either in or you're out at that point. It's either acceptable behavior or it's not.
Right.
This idea of an investigation is just a waste of taxpayer money and a way for this to, you know, be blown out of the public conscience so that he can stay in.
Yeah, I mean, is there any penalty? Is what could be levied on him? You know, I don't know. I don't know what the options are.
Brett, I want to ask about the other case that's involved here, but it's important because it's related. Roy Moore tweeting yesterday how upset he is basically with Mitch McConnell, the way that he's treating Al Franken, because Al Franken, clear evidence here, Franken's admitted his guilt, and Mitch McConnell says, let's investigate. He's tweeting this, by the way, Judge Roy Moore. And then he says, in Alabama, there's zero evidence, claims Roy Moore. Allegations 100% rejected. True, he's rejecting them. And he's saying, Mitch McConnell now saying, Moore must quit the race. His view is there's a double standard here with Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, and he's running the anti-Mitch McConnell race down there. And in Alabama, that is an opportune thing to do. Mitch McConnell's approval rating is something like 27-29% in Alabama. And I think Trump's is at 90-something.
Right.
It's, you know, as far as people who side with which side. I think that the anti-establishment play for Roy Moore is that he's sticking in.
Well, he needs it. Your Fox News polling shows that Democrats are up in the state now.
Yeah, I mean, 8 points. When a Democrat is up in deep red Alabama, there's something happening in that race. And there are 9 women now who have pretty detailed stories. Some of them have corroborating, you know, other people who they told at the time, mother, family, friends. And, you know, it is an allegation situation, but it's also political. This isn't a court of law. This isn't, this is about politics.
Yeah.
And depending on the poll, he's trailing the Democrat in Alabama.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And there's so much more political dramas revolving around that race right now, of course, as Republicans try and figure out what to do. And I know you've been discussing it at length on Special Report, and we'll continue to do so tonight at 6 o'clock on the Fox News Channel. Thank you very much, Brett.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Nice to have you. 8:44 now on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and 2 hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
I'm a lover, a car lover that is, and I've always taken mine to Jiffy Lube for their signature service oil change. They pioneered the quick lube industry and reminder stickers, too. Now I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs, and they follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment, and they're locally owned. My Jiffy Lube just gets better with age. Me too, just saying.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
8:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the Fives. Go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's Friday. Virginia Beltway in great shape, actually, between Tyson's, Legion Bridge. A little bit of volume in Annandale, but we'll take it. Now, where we're not so good, you need to prepare for extra time. It's de-escalating on the Maryland Beltway heading into New Carrollton, but still with the backups. Now, the crash over to the shoulder as you pass 50, the John Hanson Highway, before you get to 450. But as you pass Central Avenue, watch for those brake lights. You get a little bit of relief after New Carrollton. And then what's going on, Beltway between College Park and 270, car flipped over on the Beltway. So still a lot was happening here at last check between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. Happened on the outer loop side. Inner loop, the rubbernecking delays quite slow as well as you head through Bethesda. 270, no incidents to report. 395 in the HOV lanes on the 14th Street Bridge crash was along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Problems with travel? Well, maybe some gusty winds at times. Wind's going to be around today. Northwesterly 10 to 15, sunshine. Any clouds will be early, 53. Tonight, clear 40. Becoming cloudy on Saturday with a high close to 60. We're probably going to get a round of rain as we go through Saturday night as the front comes through. Windy at times with clouds and sunshine on Sunday. Highs low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
45 degrees in the nation's capital, 8:48 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
And all I can remember is that his lips were really wet and it was slimy. In my mind, I called him fish lips the rest of the trip because that's just what it reminded me of.
Ooh!
All like, ew.
Wow.
Ew.
All right, let's just finish there. That's not good. That's Leanne Tweeden, a KABC anchor. She says in 2006, she was on a USO tour with that senator, Al Franken. He was a comedian then. That's the excuse, by the way. Just a comedian who forced himself on her ahead of their first show for that USO tour. And she's lived with it ever since. Now she's talking about it. And there's also a photo of him standing over her while she's sleeping on the C-130 flying back to the United States, apparently. And he's, like, got his hands out over her chest, unclear to the extent to which he's just simply grazing or gripping or touching or hovering.
He's touching.
Of a lot of debate here. Mary's convinced. There's all sorts of touching going on.
Since you and I have had this conversation, I have studied this photo. It definitely, his left hand is touching. You could tell his left hand is touching. Now, is he actually grabbing? She's wearing a Kevlar vest, so probably not.
Yeah. Well, you're taking the different position than MSNBC's Casey Hunt, who says it was this.
Published a picture that was given to her of her asleep with Senator Franken mock groping her.
Mock groping? It's just mock groping, Mary. You buying that?
Well, honestly, I don't know the context in which the picture was taken, but it probably was a joke, like, oh, she's asleep, ha-ha, you know, joke. If he hadn't done what she alleges he did earlier, then I think you probably look at that and go, oh, it was a joke, you know, ha-ha. Do you see what I'm saying? But if knowing now what she says he did earlier by forcing himself on her and forcibly kissing her,
right,
and that, then it makes it creepy.
Should there be a picture of a U.S. senator having his hands over the chest of a sleeping woman?
Well, he wasn't a senator at the time, right?
Well, he is now. He wants to earn our trust.
Right. But I also don't believe we should be judged by today's standards for things in context.
CNN's Gloria Borger is saying, giving him the just a comedian defense here.
This is just kind of scratching the surface here. He was not a member of Congress at the time this occurred. He was just a comedian.
Right.
If her coming out gives other women sort of, you know, more purpose.
Oh, I see. The just a comedian defense is totally fine. He was just clown nose on, clown nose off. Whenever it matters, whatever, you can be inoculated.
It has no effect on her at this particular.
You can be a comedian. Thank you, Gloria Borger. I'm glad you wrapped it up for us. It's 8:51.
Just a comedian.
Right.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Can a bad work environment be bad for your health? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. I'm lucky to have not one, but two jobs I really love, neurosurgeon and journalist. But I know not everyone feels this way about their work. In fact, a recent survey by the RAND Corporation found about two-thirds of U.S. workers experience some degree of mismatch between their desired and actual working conditions. One in five reported some kind of hostile social interactions in the workplace. One in four said they don't have enough time to do their jobs, and about half routinely work during their free time in order to meet expectations. Look, making money to support yourself and your family, that's important, but so is your quality of life. A lot of this is going to come down to your boss. Are you listening, Dan or Jeff? Talk to them about your time, your goals. Be clear with them and let them know when you need their support. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
NFL fans, go to NFLShop.com today and check out all the hottest brand new officially licensed Nike apparel and New Era team headwear. Looking for just the right gift? NFL Shop is the perfect place to find a gift for yourself or others. Choose from the largest assortment for all 32 teams anywhere.
It don't get no better than that, baby.
NFLShop.com is your source for the best selection of NFL products. Go to NFLShop.com.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
New Tom, you did great yesterday.
I love this job. You made junk disappear for our customers.
All they had to do was point.
Yeah, but why does the air sparkle and make that sound?
You mean when people point?
Yeah.
That's the magic happening.
The magic?
The 1-800-GOT-JUNK magic.
Does it happen every time?
Every time.
That's the sound of the room getting bigger.
And cleaner.
And happier.
We work until midnight 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hey, federal employees. Open season's almost here. Are you ready for a different kind of health plan? One that understands what you need and what you can pay for it? We can help. At AetnaFedsLive.com, you can chat with us online, Join a webinar or schedule a one-on-one consultation so together we can find the right plan for you. Aetna Federal Plans. Get the health plan that gets you at AetnaFedsLive.com. Health benefits and health insurance plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and its affiliates. Plans contain exclusions and limitations.
I'm Eric Ortiz, and I work for Comcast. I've been deployed 3 times, 2 to Iraq and 1 to Afghanistan. It's good to be back home with my family and see my kids because I've missed them beyond words can comprehend. Comcast told me before I left, take care, be safe. Your job is here when you come back, so don't worry about that. They even gave me my same van back. I was like, yes, because I'm very meticulous when it comes to keeping my stuff straight and my van was in pristine condition. You know, I love my job because I'm a people person and I like helping people. I think that's what we're all here for. We're here to help in some way, shape, or form. We're here to change something.
At Comcast, we're grateful to our nation's military for their dedicated service. And we're honored to have reservists like Eric on our team. That's why we've hired more than 13,000 members of the military community since 2010. Comcast.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 395. I know you're struggling a little bit here to get across the 14th Street Bridge in the HOV lanes, but they've cleared the crash. So all lanes are open. HOV lanes are quickly improving when you get the bridge span. Main line still from the Pentagon over the bridge. On the George Washington Parkway northbound, had an incident reported near the overlooks. Now cleared, now just about easing out those delays. Southbound near the overlooks down toward the Key Bridge and Teddy Roosevelt. Bridge slow. Been busy on the Maryland Beltway, to say the least. Had a car that overturned. Beltway leaving Silver Spring through to Bethesda between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. That was along the right side. So the pressure still on as you come off of I-95 and around those curves. Again, to that crash. Interloop slowing to check it out. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances, zero. Lots of sunshine in our forecast. Any cloud will be early this morning. That will go away. Mostly sunny, 53, and a light northwest breeze this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
45 degrees at Reagan National, 8:56. American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates, so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Penzo Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
Well, Thanksgiving week next week, which means the shows are just going to get better and better and better and better.
We have a lot of fun stuff that we've saved just for Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, a couple turkey legs for you. And then Joe DeGeneva and Trevor Mattis join us. Where is that turkey?
Right on cue, speaking of turkey legs.
I got your turkey leg.
Could have done that if I tried.
Hey, listen, Kirsten Gillibrand, the New York Times, Philippe Raines, the Democrats, the media, I repeat myself, Al Franken, Groper Extraordinaire, but everything's different this time around.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.